Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, your new daily ritual, connecting you and I in this manner, two like-minded people looking for the best things in life, starting our day. Did you think about what your pattern would be? Tell you, you're going to be doing this, your daily discipline, thinking about yourself, you and I just contemplating where we really want to go in life, really starting to visualize what we need to do. Me taking you through a series of questions as we go through this game, this challenge, this jigsaw puzzle called life. Are you going to be listening to this, doing your cardio? Look, I tell you something, I listen to the game tape. I always try to become better at what I do, and so I listen to our first podcast, our first morning connection this time around. As you know that I did this podcast 100 days in a row, this morning connection version of this podcast about 6 months ago. And because there was so much great feedback, you guys wanted this, you wanted this time to focus on yourselves, I decided I would bring it back. I'm glad I have. So what I talked about yesterday was, how are you going to listen to this podcast? What's going to be your pattern? Are you going to listen to it live? If you're on the West Coast like me, it's 4:30 in the morning. Is that how you're going to start your day? Or are you going to, when you get up, you're going to download it, you're going to listen to it in your car on your commute? Or are you going to listen to it during your cardio? Right, being productive while you're doing that, thinking about your life, moving. I think that's a great idea, doing it that way. And like I said, when I listened to yesterday's podcast, I was thinking, you know, Skip, all right, it's early in the morning for you. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30 in the morning, you're doing this podcast, but you got to wake up. You got to wake up. I listened to that podcast, and man, I could tell it was 4:30 in the morning. With a new pattern for my body to get up and moving. Now, I'm a guy who gets up early in the morning, but I don't get out there and broadcast to the world. And I didn't have it in my head that you're going to be listening to this while you're moving and shaking. I'm putting you to sleep, right? Or you're going to be listening to it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon when your day is started. You're energetic, right? So. Listen to the game tape and taking my game up to a new level for you to make this the best experience possible for you. So, you know, how was your day yesterday? How was your day? You know, I told you this is going to be something, your ritual, that you're going to get in this pattern. You're going to listen to it at the same time, you know, every single day. Get that pattern down. And I'm going to get you focusing on things that, you know, you normally wouldn't think about. I'm going to force you to think about, and this is all good stuff, right? It's all the stuff that you should be thinking about. So there's one thing that it's going to be part of this podcast every day. And I call it your 10-second daily disciplines. And what I mean by that, it's something that you do when you feel like it, when you're enthusiastic, when you're optimistic that this certain task that you do, that it's going to bring tremendous benefits. And again, you're so enthused, you're so optimistic that you do it, you follow through. And that's the easy part. The challenge comes when you, why am I doing this? What's the benefit? I know this routine. My mind knows I don't have to go through this. Who does all this thinking about their life and where they're focusing and all those type of things? Why do I have to do it every single day? Is that important? Where are all the benefits? Where are all the benefits by taking myself through this process, right? Those are the times where it's important, you know, as your coach, as your friend, as you, as someone who's determined to go to the next level, wherever that is for you. It's these times that you have to sell yourself that I will do it no matter what, because I know the benefits. Even at that moment, it doesn't feel like it's that important, or I don't feel at the moment that it's going to produce the results that I want. Those are what the daily disciplines are. You do it even when you don't feel like it. So I call these my 10-second daily disciplines. And whether it's at the beginning of this podcast every morning or we do it at the end of the podcast, I'm going to take you through this series of three questions, and it's just to get your brain focused in a particular direction every single day. So yesterday, think about it for a moment. Yesterday, what was one thing that you did that impressed even you? What was one thing that you did that impressed even you? You know, self-esteem, feeling good about ourselves. It's not just something that, I don't know, you just feel for no reason. I mean, it's because you do concrete, tangible things. You do things that impress you. Now, we're not so focused on, hey, did I get compliments? Did people like what I do? I mean, number one, you know, other people are going through their day. They may or may not take the time to appreciate what it is you do or how awesome or how impressive things that you do. They may notice them, all right, but it's not their job to always tell us that. So we can't look for that type of validation for what we do from other people. We just have to be so confident in what it is that we do that we can assume that what we're doing has purpose, has value for other people, and we confidently do it. Because a lot of times, we plugging away, doesn't necessarily seem like we're getting all the benefits from all our hard work and our focus, but there's just some lag time. You know, and if we're always looking for other people's validation, oh, is this working? Is this not working? Then we have to have that confidence and we do it for a period of time, right? I mean, heck, when I even think about this Morning Connection podcast where I did it for 100 days in a row, that, you know, I got the feedback that you guys like this stuff, that it is worthwhile, worth all my effort, getting up in the morning, doing all the production, and taking me away from my family, taking me away from my focus of my businesses, Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement, sports nutrition line, which I spend a lot of hours doing, and then also coaching people just like you who are focused not just on their bodybuilding and training, because, you know, people see me, they know what I've accomplished as a bodybuilder, and so they assume this coaching that I do, that it's exclusive to helping you come up with a workout routine and making sure you follow through with your workout and that you eat right. Or I explain to you the fine points of nutrition so you can have that body you want, you can have more confidence and be more consistent. And I do that to a point. I mean, that's where a lot of people are attracted to me. But that's just one small part. And I'll tell you, when you get into the coaching process, you'll see when you have the big picture of what it is you want for your life and what you're actually, you know, trying to get in this, build this muscle, stay in shape, you'll see that when you have the big picture, that becomes a lot easier. Right? I want to talk about results and how the goal is to focus on those results. And when you have that big picture, you know, even doing details like things that are challenging you right now, like getting to the gym, taking those efforts to the next level, eating the way you know you should to build that muscle and lose that body fat. Trust me, it becomes a lot easier when you're focused on your results while you're doing everything. All right. So one thing that when I was going through the thing, I knew I was getting the benefits, making the sacrifice, but there was a tremendous lag time until I got the feedback from you guys that you wanted me to do this again. You know, so sometimes we can't always judge what we're doing, the value of what we're doing, and whether we should just keep on keeping on. Man, sometimes you need more than 100 days. Maybe you need 200 days. And you just keep on because you believe in what you're doing so much, and then it all starts paying back, right? And there's a fine line between, hey, you decided to do something, you know, the process. Hey, I decided on this process. I'm going to keep on doing it. I feel good putting this on my daily disciplines, setting them up, knocking them down every single day. And you sold yourself on the fact that that was going to lead to this big result versus doing something over and over again and it's not getting you any closer to the results. And, you know, I have my coaching clients, they ask me that all the time. Where is that point? They're looking for me for that guidance. And I'll tell you this, is that nobody has a crystal ball. Even a skilled coach, someone who's there to help you gain perspective on your own life and give you advice or help you figure things out. Nobody has a crystal ball, because you either continue doing something during the challenging times, during the good times, either continue doing it or you don't. And whether you continue doing something or don't, you either achieve the level of success, that result that you want, or you don't. So, you know, everybody can have their opinions on what you should do. You should keep on keeping on with those set of disciplines, that podcast, that path that you're going. Everybody can give you opinions. You have your opinions, but you really will never know. That choice is ultimately going to come down to you. So again, what is it that you did yesterday? Can you stop and think about something that impressed even you? Because that's when we build a self-esteem. That validation doesn't come from other people all the time. The validation doesn't come nearly as quickly as we would like from other people. And so, you know, as your friend, as your coach, I encourage you to don't even look for that validation from other people. Because who knows, they may appreciate your efforts, and they're just in their own world. Or they assume that whatever it is you do is so awesome, they take it for granted. They take it for granted that you know what you're doing is providing such a value that they don't have to tell you. So being outwardly driven by other people's reactions isn't always the best path. So you got to do things that impress you. That's what self-esteem is all about, doing things that impress you. And it's not always, well, I chose to do something and I do it all the time. That could be good. That could be great, all right? But what I'm really talking about are those things that you know you should do. Maybe you've been putting them off. Maybe you know you should do it. You've been putting it off. But you know, you can't get yourself to take action. You can't get yourself to believe that all of this effort is going to pay off. But it isn't like you're doing all these other things instead, right? You don't have any other paths to, or these other things that you're doing that can make the impact as the one you're putting off, right? So sometimes we're fearful that our hard work and our effort is going to pay off. Right, because we want to get over there. I always say from point A to point B, and you know, point A is where you are now, no matter how great that may be. Right, better than most, but that's not where you really want to be. You really want to be at point B. Right, and we're even going to talk about what point B really is. I'm going to get you to really think about that. And so, you know, you're doing your thing, and are you doing the things that make you step up, challenge your beliefs another way? You know, you have this process, this pattern, this set of daily disciplines. It feels good, but you're not getting the results, and it takes this courage that, you know, you could be doing something and not necessarily getting the results that you want, but it's pretty darn good, and it takes so much courage and so much confidence, so much, you know, desire to get to the level that you really want, that you may do something else and go totally backwards. And how disappointing is that? I'm sure that we've all experienced that in our lives, right? Where, you know, we're so determined to get to that next level that we're willing to try other things. It was pretty good. Sometimes we thought, everybody tells me it's so great. I know it's pretty good, but it's not the level that I want, and we do something else, man, we go backwards. It takes courage. It takes confidence to try different things, whether it does take us to that next level or takes us back or keeps us in the same place. Just to have that mental and emotional flexibility, the courage to try something else. You know, something impressive all by itself, right? So what's something that impressed you that you stepped up in the face of fear, of uncertainty, because you're so focused on what it is you want to do? Or maybe you just achieved at such a higher level than you thought. And then you love that feeling, you lock into that feeling, you notice those things about yourself. So two things. One, it creates that self-esteem. It creates that confidence because you're looking for those things that you do every single day that impress you. And it encourages that type of behavior and that type of action in the future. You don't want to be one of those people who do all these great things and you're so humble about it or you don't notice it. And other people have to tell you how awesome that is or how awesome you are. You got to take inventory for yourself, right? Because they're not going to be there to tell you how awesome you are or how impressive what you did was. And so you got to notice it in yourself. So one of our 10-second daily disciplines that I'm going to take you through during our morning connection, this podcast, this new daily ritual that you have is, what was one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Think about that for a moment. If you can't think of something, you know, I'm planting the seeds and maybe, I don't know, a couple of hours from now, you're going to think of it. Or you're going to be doing your cardio, just moving that body, getting that blood flowing, getting that oxygen flowing through your body. Maybe that's your most creative state and you're going to think about it because I'm planting the seeds as your coach, as your friend. I'm planting that seed in your mind. And if not right now, and if not 2 hours from now, right before you go to bed tonight, right before you wake up tomorrow morning, when you're in the shower, whenever that creative time is for you, me planning this question in your head, you're going to start thinking of those things that impress even you. I don't know if I were to think about that is that, you know, I know the tremendous investment of my time in changing my whole schedule for this morning connection podcast every morning at 4:30 my time. And that's all that I need, right, is one more job in my stacked business day with my businesses and all my responsibility. My family got a six-month-old baby girl. But it's like I said, I have to connect to how this is going to pay off in the big picture. Why am I doing all this? Why am I doing all this? And how is that extra effort, how is it going to help me with those gigantic results, that vision of what I want for my life? All right, so I connect to that. And, you know, I kind of, ever since I stopped the last podcast and I started getting the feedback for this morning connection podcast, I said, you know what? Really, maybe I should do that. I should do that. I should do that. Well, finally, I made the decision Friday. And then, you know, somebody called me on it on my Facebook page because I threw it out there that I was going to start this podcast again, this Morning Connection podcast. And I said, I would do it in the month of March. And he said, well, the day after tomorrow is March. Is that when you're going to do it? And even as I responded to him on my Facebook page, again, check that out at facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. So if you're really into fitness or you want to be more into fitness, I know that people listening to this on Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes may not necessarily be the people who have known me for years through my bodybuilding training efforts. Well, if you really want to get inspired about fitness, a lot of fitness goes on there, but a lot of life, just like this we're talking about right here, goes on at that on that Facebook page. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of times I like to talk about life because I really believe that, man, if you get your head straight, you know where you're going. All those little, you know, going to the gym, eating right, as I talked about earlier, it becomes a lot easier when you have that big picture of what you want for your life. So a lot of times I direct questions. I'm communicating all day long on my Facebook page. So you want to make sure you make it over to facebook.com/SkipLaCour page. And while you're over there, make sure that you go to the More Than Just Muscles Facebook page to like it, put it in your newsfeed, both of those Facebook pages, and that one is facebook.com/morethanjustmuscles, right? facebook.com/morethanjustmuscles. So a lot of tips, and like I said, when I'm talking about life, something bigger than just muscles and body fat, it's interesting that because the majority of my following on that Facebook page, they'll interpret everything. It'll go through a certain lens, a certain funnel, that everything I'm talking about is fitness, where I'm really not talking about fitness. So if you're really, if you want to take that area to life to the next level, you'll get a lot of fitness information there too, but a lot of this type of stuff too, on how to take your overall quality of life to the next level. So check that out. So anyway, I kind of was evasive when he asked me, well, tomorrow is March. Are you going to start it tomorrow or start it in a couple of days? Anyway, I said, why put it off? Why put it off? All right. I got these big plans where, you know, I'm going to be not only just recording this podcast for every morning, I'm going to start filming it a lot, put it up on my YouTube channel. And so, you know, I have making a big production out of everything, making it more complicated. How many times have you done that, right? And anyway, I just said, look, take action, do it now. Why is it better in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right? So it's one of those things. So what it could be something big, it could be something small, but I want you to find something every single day as you look back at, as I ask this question, what was one thing that you did that impressed even you, that built that self-esteem, that didn't depend on somebody complimenting you on something? I want you to look for those things. So you lock it in, you do more of those things, you appreciate yourself, you build that confidence. And again, when you know this is working is when, I don't know, you've been listening to this podcast every single day for, I don't know, 21 days straight. And you're in the middle of your work day, or you're connecting with your wife or husband or your children, and you take that extra moment to become that man or that woman you really want to be and start behaving in a manner that is you at your best, even when you don't feel like it. You did it anyway. And because you've been listening to this podcast for 21 days straight, like, oh, wow, that impresses even me. That is the kind of stuff that I need to do. I can't wait until tomorrow's Morning Connection podcast, because that's what I'm going to say when he asks me. That impressed me. See, that's when you're winning this game, is when you're doing all the things you should do and you recognize them in the moment. You don't just work hard and hope that all your efforts, you know, pay off someday. You don't just have a positive mindset. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. I mean, you're taking action and you're noticing all these things as you're going about your day. The second question that I'll ask in these 10-second daily disciplines is, what was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? All right, what was that cool moment? That's what I call it. You know, for me lately, it's with my little girl, Brooklyn. You know, one thing that I do is, this is how my day starts, is that, so I'll get up at 4 o'clock or so, get myself situated, review my day. Now, the new process is then I jump on this podcast, right? Slam down the microphone, get to the gym, and get that done in an effective and efficient manner. Come back home, and now it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, and what I'll do is I'll grab my little baby girl, Brooklyn, change her diaper, and I will take her so her mom can get 2 hours of solid sleep before she starts her day. And then hand off baby Brooklyn, and then boom. I'm 4 hours into my day already, but then I start my long, long work day. Right? So for me lately, it's like when I've got her, I'm energized, I've connected with you at this point, or I've gone to the gym, feeling good, thinking about my day, taking the time to just be supportive of my just awesome wife so she get her sleep. And it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning yet, and I'm looking down, and that little girl is looking at me with those big blue eyes. Just that feel, I mean, like, you're one of the two people in her world, and they're just so dependent, so loving looking at you. I mean, there can't be a better feeling for me these days than that. So that's been my cool moment for a lot. So I'm going to ask you, what was your cool moment yesterday? And again, I want you to start anticipating when you listen to tomorrow's podcast, as you go through your day today, noticing the cool moments. Because, look, every single day, and Joy, one of hardcore Mass Machine followers, very accomplished in her own right, you know, she asked me a question about these type of disciplines. Well, you know, every single day doesn't have all these great moments. What do we do? And I said to Joy, I go, you know, there's always, every day doesn't have some off the charts on a scale from 1 to 10, 11 cool moment, right? But there are some cool moments every single day. And it might be that it's just great weather, or nothing bad happened to you today, or you stepped up and you did your workout, you pushed yourself a little bit more in your cardio. All right, maybe it was just a conversation. Maybe it was that look in your child's eye, or your husband's eyes, or your wife's eyes. There's always a cool moment, even if on a scale from 1 to 10, it may not be a 10 or an 11, right? So it's looking for that. And again, 3 weeks from now, because of this discipline, me planting these questions in your head, when you start noticing them while they're happening, I mean, that's when this stuff is really working. And then the last thing that I'll ask you every single day is I want you to take just 3 seconds right now and visualize one thing, one experience, one accomplishment that you really want, that would take months of you stretching yourself, stepping up, you know, building that self-esteem, doing things that impress you, something that you're not just wishing for. It's going to take your best you to be plugging away to make happen. That thing that you really want. And this isn't something that you just settle for. All right, oh, it's better than most. I guess I wish it was more. I know that there's more inside of me. I know that there really is, but no. This is okay. Can't be greedy. This is better than most people. No, what is it that you really want? And so this is going to do a couple things. One is it's going to get you, you know, fixate it and really questioning yourself what you really want, not what you're settling for. What if you had the last 5 years to do over again? Is there something that if you could, that you see clearly now that you really want for your life, whether feelings, emotions, material things, I don't, it doesn't matter. What's to me, what's important to you, what matters is what you believe is important to you. But you have the last 5 years to do over again and just to focus on that. That I said to you, hey, what do you really want? You can go into the past so you can focus on that every single day. What would that be? What would that have been? Because you can't do that, right? You can't go back 5 years and relive it. But starting today, start your next set of 5 years. And you don't want to be, hey, someone telling you 5 years from now, hey, if you could go back 5 years from now, what would you do? And then you would have that insight right now. Then, right, it's too late again, then. But you do right now, you can think about what it is you really want. Even though it takes months or maybe even years of stretching yourself, what is it that you really want? And even push yourself like one more rep. Well, I really want this. No, what do you really want? Push yourself to think a little bit harder, a little bit longer. Put a lot more thought into what it is that you really want. Right, and that's something I'm going to pound until you're going to get better and better at thinking about what that really is, right? Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I can say for myself, I don't lock into what I really want because sometimes in some areas, maybe I'm just trying to get by, or like I said, it's better than most, and so I become complacent. You know, if I had a coach, maybe as I'm coaching you and we're talking about it, I'm going to be thinking about the same thing. What is it that I really want? So taking that 3 seconds every single day is going to really help us. So those are just part of the things that we have in store for us. Every single day in this morning connection, piece by piece, we're going to put that life that we want together. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.